Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 6, Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadeva. Part 1, Text 1 through 25, The History of Narada Muni's Perfection. Sutta Goswami said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. What did you do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth? O son of Brahmaji, how did you pass your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? O great sage, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it that this subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Lord Brahma, is still fresh in your memory, undisturbed by time? O Vyasadeva, the great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence to me departed for other places, and so I had to pass my life in this way. For I was the only son of my mother, who was not only a simple woman, but a maidservant as well. And since I was her only offspring, she had no other alternative for protection, and so she bound me with the tie of affection. She wanted to look after my maintenance properly, but because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. Ishasya hi vashe loko yosha daru mayi yatha. For the world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. So when I was a mere child of 5 years, I lived in a Brahmana school. I was dependent upon my mother's affection and had no experience of different lands. Once upon a time, my poor mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent, being influenced by supreme time. I took this as the special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, villages, animal farms, mines, agricultural lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens, and natural forests. I passed through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals like gold, silver, and copper. I passed through tracts of land with reservoirs of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers fit for the denizens of heaven and decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. I then passed alone through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds, and caves, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark, and dangerously fearful forests, which were the play yards of snakes, owls, and jackals. While thus traveling, I felt tired both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry. Snatva pitva hrade nadya upasprishto gata shrama. So I took bath in a river lake and also drank water, for by contacting water, I got relief from my exhaustion. After that, under the shadow of a banyan tree, in an uninhabited forest, I began meditating upon the Supersoul situated within, using my intelligence as I had learned from those liberated souls. And as soon as I began meditating upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of my heart. O Vyasadeva, at that time, being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see both myself and the Lord. Because the transcendental form of the Lord as it is satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. But upon losing that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. Oh, I desired so much to see again that transcendental form of the Lord. But despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view that form again, I could not see him anymore. And so, thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. Seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and with pleasing words just to mitigate my grief. Hantasmin janmani bhavan maamang drashtum iharhati avipakva kashyaganang durdarshohang ku yoginam. O Narada, I regret to inform you that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me any more. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. Sakrid yad darshitang rupang etat kamayate anagha mat kama shanakai sadhu sarvan munchati hrichchayan. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Sat sevaya dirga yapi jata mayi dridha mati hitva vadyam imang lokam ganta maj janatam asi. By service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, the devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, the devotee goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material worlds. Matir mayi nibad heyang na vipadye takarhichit praja sarga nirodhe pi smritischa mad anugrahat. Intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time. So even at the time of creation, as well as at the time of annihilation, your remembrance will continue by my mercy. O Vyas, then that supreme authority, personified by sound and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking. And feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. Recorded December 24, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bhajahu re manna Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Dulabha Manava Janamaskat Sangi Taroho E Bhava Sindhure Chita Atapa Vata Barishana Edina Jamini Jagire Bifale Sevenu Kripana Durajana Chapala Sukalaba Lagire Edana Yubana Putra Parijana Ite Chiate Para Kikire Kamala dala jala jivana chala mala bajahu hari pada niti re. Shravana kirtana marana vandana pada sevana dasya re. Pujana saki jana atmani vedana Govinda Dasa Abhi Lashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Padna Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmani Vedana Nirantara Dasa Abhi Lashare Bhajahu re manna Srinandanandana Abhaya charanara Vindare Dulabha manava Janamasat sange Taroho e bhava Sindhure Harem nama eva Kevalam Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.